Will you stand and join me in the reading of God's Word as we read from Matthew chapter 2, beginning with verse 13. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill you. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so it was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead. So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let's pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive your words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. So, how many of you are just totally, overwhelmingly amazed that you are here today? I have a confession to make. I'm not the sweet, angelic person you all think I am. I know what breaks your heart. But I find that the older I get, the more amazed I am that I made it through all of the years that I made it through. I can proudly say, I rode bicycles without helmets. I rode in the back windshield of my parents' car. We didn't have seat belts. We played outside until after dark. Things that I'm not proud of is that I was the remote control for my family. I was talking with my 12-year-old grandson, and he almost fell over in the floorboard of the truck, which I rode in the floorboard of many cars, so he wasn't going to get hurt. When I told him that I didn't know what a cell phone was until like 1990, and he asked me how I made phone calls, I told him that I never touched a computer until like 1993 or 94. I didn't know what a computer was until I went into the ministry. He just stood there in total awe. He asked me what I did with my time. I said, whatever I wanted to, buddy. But if you look back on your life and you think, wow, I survived that, and I'm here today, have you ever wondered how you got to that point? Our scripture text today gives us an insight, or tells us a little bit about how, if we stay out of the way, God will guide our lives and take us through tough times and through the rough times and lead us to safety. So our scripture talks about how Joseph received a dream, in a dream that he was to leave Bethlehem and go to Egypt to protect his family. And without arguing or questioning, as far as we know, Joseph did exactly what he was told to do. A while later, he has another dream and he's told to go to Israel and then told to go to Nazareth. All through this whole process, God is not only protecting his son, but he's protecting his son's father, or family. So many times we have these ideas of how life should be, how we're going to operate, what we're going to do, how everything's going to go. And God steps in and says, no, I want you to do this. In my early years, I had life all figured out. I was going to enjoy life. I was going to make lots of money. I was going to have fun. And God said, well, let's wait a minute. Maybe you need to do this. And see, I don't know how God speaks to you. You know, Joseph, God spoke to through dreams. Some people, God speaks to through these whispering messages. God speaks to Angie through music. God speaks to me through 4x4s. But he gives me an opportunity to follow where he wants me to go. And as I come up with the excuses or I don't follow, then he gets a little bit louder and louder, and then comes the 4x4. Can you imagine what it would have been like if Joseph would have said, nope, God, I got this. I got this under control. I'll take care of it. How do you think that would have turned out? You ever thought about that? If Joseph had refused to follow God's leading in his and his family's life, it could have been detrimental. I mean, surely God would have dealt with it and taken care of it. But the whole idea that Joseph just followed where he was told to go. I know in my own calling in ministry, it took a long time for me to step out and say, okay, God, I'll follow you. I'm sure in your lives you have had those moments, those opportunities, those times that have come, and God has told you this is where you need to go, and you go, I don't know about that. So Joseph followed his dream. Joseph followed the leading and direction of God in his life. And everything went according to plan. As we read, everything followed as it was written. So in our own lives, every day, we have the opportunity to follow where God leads us. We have the opportunity to do everything that God has placed in our lives. But so many times we say, I think I got this, God. And we go along fine for a little while. We go along, everything's good, but all of a sudden things start to taper off. You see, we've got a new year starting on Wednesday. And I know everybody has their ideas of what they're going to do. We're all going to go back to the gym. Not. We're all going to eat healthier. We're all going to being the Christian we're supposed to be. We're not going to yell at people going down 635. We're not going to wave at them. Y'all know what I mean by waving, right? So I'm going to go in person. We're all going to go to church every Sunday and fill the pew. Right?
Right.
Boy, did y'all just sell yourself out. But we have all these great ideas of how things are going to go. But here's a problem. Joseph had a problem. Joseph's problem was Herod. My problem is Satan. We have all these ideas. I'm going to flat out tell you, 2020 is going to be the greatest year of my life. I've already got it figured out. I'm going to do everything he tells me to do. And I'm sure God would be happy with that. But Satan's going to come along and say, "You're the man of the house. You're the head of the household. Don't you let her tell you that you can't have that baby, Satan." And those moments are going to come into our lives. Those times are going to come in when we become weak. And we don't follow the voice of God in our hearts and ears. And pretty soon it'll get a little easier. You know, I'm going to church every Sunday and I make it great for the first month. And then the first Sunday in February, the weekend has been really rough. So I think I'm just going to stay home today. And then the next weekend it'll get a little easier to stay away. And the next weekend, and before you know it, it'll be Easter before you show back up. And then you become a CEO. Y'all know what a CEO is, right? Christmas, Easter, and other special holidays. But you see, that's what happens when we try to take control of our lives. If we allow God to lead our lives, if we allow God to speak to us and we listen, that's the key thing. Listen to God. We can hear God all day. My kids hear me all the time. They just don't listen. But if we listen to God and follow God's leading in our life, then everything that we do, everywhere that we go, every plan He has for our lives will be perfect. And we can end the year next year like this thing. It's been a great year, Tater. If we only listen. Joseph was blessed because he was the father of the Son of God. He was blessed because he had a wonderful wife in Mary. But more than that, Joseph was blessed because he listened to God direct his life. How much greater can our lives be if we take the time and listen to God? So I know come Tuesday night, everyone's going to be happy and excited. Life is going to be great. And we'll be plotting out what we're going to be doing. And these are the things that we're giving up. And these are the things that we're going to start doing. And we'll kick off the new year all hyped up and excited and happy. And then Satan's going to come in and tell us that we need to live in reality. So this is my wish for you this coming year. That you listen to God speak to you in whatever manner He speaks. Follow His leading in your life. Sharing the message of Jesus Christ with everyone. and not waiting until the 4x4 comes out. And when Satan tries to interfere and tell you it's okay to miss this or not accomplish that or let that go for another year, you just tell him to get behind you, that you're following where Jesus is leading you. 2020 has the potential of being the greatest year in your life, in this church's life, and in the Christian community, as long as we hear and follow the voice of God. So it's up to you how you live your life. It's up to you how many resolutions you're going to let go of. It's up to you to make your life happen. You can follow God, or you can follow everything that we do. My wish for you is the greatest year of all. And as for the church, FUMC Maybank, I thought about this. You need to go to Walmart. You need to get a pair of skates. You can do the roller skate thing, or you can do the inline skate thing. You can get you a skateboard. Some of us are going to need electric scooters. But you need to get ready, because God has got some really great plans for this church. And as long as we hear and listen to Him, God's limit is what we're going to become in 2020. I'm excited about it. You can be excited too, or you don't have to be excited. I'm excited about being in ministry with you. You can be excited about being in ministry with me or not. But we're going to do what God has called us to do, and that's to be the church that reaches out to those who are searching for God. And we're going to hear and follow Him. So get ready. Rest up in this next few days, because we're going to hit the road running. We're going to hit it hard. And if that's not in your plan, the Baptist Church is right down the road. Because we're going to follow the Word of God, and we're going to follow where God is leading us. And that's it. Let's pray. Holy Father, we thank You so much because You direct our lives. We thank You for being with us. Father, as we prepare for a new year, help us to be like Joseph and hear You speaking to us and follow where You lead us. Gracious God, we are so excited about what is in store for us in the future. Help us to get excited. Help us to just be fired up and ready to go, that we can be the church, that we can be the light on the hill, that everyone sees You in us, and that we can bring Your message of salvation to others. Father, help us to stay focused and be where You want us to be. We pray this in Your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.